Federal Express promises to be the shipper of absolute reliability with the slogan, "Relax, it's FedEx." But 30 would-be Fulbright fellows from the University of California, Berkeley are anything but relaxed right now. This week, they heard that their applications for the prestigious Fulbright doctoral research grants were rejected because FedEx didn't pick them up in time for overnight delivery by the deadline. And if the applications had made it, the odds were pretty good. Last year, 30 Berkeley students applied for Fulbrights, and 15 got the fellowships. Jason Seawright is among those Berkeley graduate students who won't be getting a Fulbright for next year. Jason, this whole thing goes back to October 20th, which was the deadline for these applications to be mailed. What happened?
Well, you know, the first thing I actually heard about it was on Tuesday this week. We all submitted our applications to the university, and the university apparently put them in a box and sent them on to Washington. We didn't hear anything that there was even a problem until this week. Then we got a message that there was going to be a meeting on Tuesday to discuss the situation, but they didn't tell us what the situation was.
Now, FedEx is blaming some kind of software glitch for what happened. They take responsibility for this, and they say that's what happened. Is that what you've heard?
Yeah, that's what I've heard. You know, most of us who had our applications thrown out are actually more upset with the education department than with FedEx.
Mm-hmm.
These sorts of problems happen with shipping. But the fact that the education department was so inflexible that they actually, you know, went against the mission of this fellowship and threw our applications out is kind of amazing.
Well, here's what the education department is saying. They're saying that the university was negligent, that they knew that FedEx wasn't coming that day, and what they should have done was gone to the regular old post office and sent them overnight. What do you think about that?
Well, the first thing I think is, if that's true, there's one person in the fellowship's office who ought to have a discussion about this. And the second thing is, you know, I looked at the application instructions again last night. The Department of Education said that the definition of on time was to have a postmark with the right date. Our package went out with a postmark with the right date, even though it was actually sent a day later.
Because FedEx agreed to backtime it since they had made a mistake.
So according to the application packets, it should have been on time anyway.
But the problem, as I understand it, was that the university had gone to the education department and said, look, we're going to be late, but our postmark will say the right date. Is that okay?
Yes, that's right.
And it was not okay.
If they told the education department, we would likely still be in competition.
A spokeswoman for FedEx today told us that they're working with the university and trying to find a proper solution to this. I guess the idea could be that they would fund some research on their own. How do you feel about that?
Well, I would appreciate any money help. You know, we do need that. We're poor graduate students. But there's another loss to this, too, which is the prestige. I mean, what do? Write on our resumes FedEx Fellowship?
Doesn't have quite the same cachet, I suppose.
No. The Fulbright-Hays Fellowship is the most prestigious fellowship that's available to a social scientist. It opens doors when you're applying for jobs after you graduate. It helps you for the rest of your career. That's lost to all of us.
Jason, what is your you're in political science. What's your research proposal?
My research is on party system change in South America. So my proposal was to go to Peru, Argentina, and Venezuela for a year, so about 4 months each place, and interview local party leaders in each country to find out why their parties sort of fell apart in two of the three countries.
And do you think you might still make it down there?
I really just have to, don't I? If I don't, I don't get a job and I don't have a career.
Jason Seawright, thanks a lot and good luck to you.
Well, thank you.
Jason Seawright is among the 30 University of California, Berkeley graduate students who won't have a shot this year at the Fulbright Fellowship because FedEx failed to pick up their package of applications at the scheduled time.